Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with your midweek edition of the RBR Morning E-Paper for Wednesday, June 16th. Brownback looking to narrowcast decency bill. We've got the details on that story and more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money. Period. As we get on with today's hot ones.
RBR Radio News.
According to Reuters, Senator Sam Brownback, sponsor of the stalled Senate version of the Broadcast Decency Act of 04, has his thumb out to see if a stripped-down version of the bill can hitch a ride on a defense bill. The FCC wants your help in thinking small. The FCC's Media Bureau is looking at a series of 2,000 studies on various aspects of increasing small business participation in the broadcasting and telecommunications fields. Beasley Broadcasting is extending its reach in the coastal plains of North Carolina, getting a simulcast AM-FM combo that's adjacent to two of the group's rated market clusters.
RBR AdBiz.
AOL Latino announced the launch of its largest TV campaign, reaching all major Spanish-language networks, including Univision, Telemundo, Telefutura, Azteca America, and cable outlets. In addition to running television ads, radio spots will also break on national Hispanic radio networks. On the local front, specialized promotions will kick off in Miami and Chicago. Over in television with RBR's sister morning e-paper, TVBR.
TV News.
Here is what's happening. An Ernst & Young audit finds high fault rates with local people meters. Pegasus sues DirecTV. And Starcom MediaVest Group has decided to get behind Nielsen plans to offer minute-by-minute rating service. There's more in TVBR's daily e-paper. Finally, good radio executives are hard to find. So if you're looking, contact Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She'll walk you through how to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR. And we'll do an outstanding audio ad for you. So use today's technology and call Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo. That's the midweek edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. Have yourself a terrific day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.